meditation today, during the day, after your food. I don't think, Father Hugh. What would you like? Talk or meditation, any of the two. Who want to talk, hands up please. And those who talk, want meditation. My will is both. So they are divided into two.
Some of both. Some of both.
So we should speak both ways, between life and death. Some want to be alive, others want to die. Is it true? It is said, right or wrong, nobody can say what happened actually, that Queen Empress of India, Nur Jahan, the wife of Emperor the Great, Akbar the Great, when her end of life arrived, come near her, the physician told them, "Well, Empress, now you will have a journey to some other place. We got to the king's buccanus, so you'll die. Such a journey is before your head now, where nobody can be escaped. What is that? Where I have to go? You have to go to the other world." Well, she was in her, what you say, very much puffed up with empress-ship. "How many troops will go along with you?" "With me," she said. "So, Empress, this is such a journey, nobody goes along with anybody." Then she asked, "How many maid servants will go along with me, to serve me?" And the physician said, "Empress, we are sorry, nobody can do with you." So this is such a journey before it. All have to go travel to the other world someday. Sooner or later. No escape. In the kings and queens, rich and the pauper, incarnations and the avatars and the saints, masters all came, had the body and avatar there to leave. You find any of them now? Guru Nanak or Christ or Buddha or anybody? None? Do you find your grandfathers, great-grandfathers now? Where are they? In your presence, you saw them going. You put their bodies underground, are cremated. Then that very fate awaits us too. Is it? Have you ever considered about it? No. That is generally no, there's no escape from that. When you have to travel to some other foreign land, you see, you make so many arrangements, you find what will be our station there by landing, how the plane will take us there, where we have to stay. All these things you look up directories. But you land somewhere where you do not know their language, What does he do? All these things make man going through dryties. Dryties do tell us something. But in the meantime, a man comes and say, I have just come from that country to which you would like to go. You feel very jive. All right? You leave all dryties and run up to him. When are you going back? He said, I'm going back in a week or so. You be ready. Do you ask me anything then? Where shall I stay? Where shall I go? What will happen on the way? No. You are rest assured. You feel very at ease. Because you find somebody go to that very place where you want to go. That's the same, you see. There is a journey awaiting each one of us. You know which? Going to South America or Australia? Yeah. Where even in this body does not go. You are not worrying. You are the indweller of the body. We pass by certain towns where men are put underground, their epitaphs there. But they say, well, we lived some time in the world like you, and don't be, you see, hearty. You would also to come to this place. You would like to have this very fact vivid. You are you, go and sit down in the graveyard for 1 or 2 daily, you'll find the same panorama passing to you before your eyes. This is the problem, you say, it is something unavoidable, you cannot escape. But we have never cared for it. I never care for it. We care for more for the how the money can come to make letter bodies. Time to have houses, to have clothing, this and that thing. So more when man rises, he thinks of the world. Takes breakfast, runs up to the work all day long, in the evening returns, quite tired. He finds some people at home sick, he has to run to the doctor. After all, he takes his dinner and goes to sleep. Again, next day the same, it repeats itself. The result is, all at once he's met with this journey to start. All at once. No notice beforehand. So what should he do? Who will tell us we are wise men? God is all wisdom. Is it not? We are of the same essence as that of God, the drop of the ocean of all wisdom. We must also be wise. And wisdom lies in what? The journey that you do take, you cannot escape from that. You should be prepared for the journey. You must inquire how you will go, what things are required on the way, what will happen when he is there. Is it not like that? And she is every day like that. Free. A great saint tells us that before my eyes, I have seen all men passing away one by one, rich and poor. Then that's all right, everybody has to go. Then what happens when I have to go? Said, I don't mind what others will do. I'm afraid, what shall I do? Am I ready? This is wisdom. You must see beforehand what is going to happen. It is inescapable, isn't it? All have to go. Here you go, in the place where you're fed up, uncomfortable heat and cold, you run up to the hills to avoid all dust, hurricanes, and heat. You leave the smaller houses, go there. I put you one question, you see. You have been long enough in this house of your body. It's a long cave, dark inside. You are living in it for long. There are many, what you say, doors inside. Fresh air comes from outside. It passes through your body and goes out with bad odor. Your whole body is defined on account of these doors, nine doors you have got. Of the temple of your body. If a man is living in some very unventilated house, it is dark, it is all filth, and he wants to go out to have open place where no bad odor or anything, no filth, it is but natural. Have you ever defended this man's body? When man goes to the hills, go to the hills, recoup your health, to go into the open air. Now you are here from Delhi. I think compared to open, more air, free light, open space, what's it, you know, and sky overhead. There you are stuck forward in the rooms, walls all around, right, left. Do you know what I am driving at? I think you are wise enough to understand this. Are you not? You have to go. If you people have made any arrangement, please do tell me too. Then how to escape this, or how to conquer this? That's the main thing. For the people for whom we work day and night, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, rule going on to you, just the Empress, Nurjan asks you, like you, who will go along with you, how many toes will go along with you? Nobody. How many handmaids will go along with you? None. Your brothers or sisters or wives and husbands or parents will go along with you? No. People gather together with their purpose in view so long they can draw benefit from you for their own sake. When they find no good can come to him but from you, they simply go away. We are united together as a reaction of the past. By the flowing pen of God, which ran according to our seeds we grew. We have to just pay our debts, give and take. So this is a golden opportunity we have got here, in which we can wind up our part, give and take, and think of the yearning to our home. You go to scriptures. What is that journey which is before us, awaiting each one of us? It is called death. Death, what does it mean? It is mere means a change from one place to another. We have come from Delhi, we have died there. We are no more there, but we are alive, the same man. Sun sets this way, then rises the other way. So you have to be transferred into the other world. So which world in which you are now residing? That is the physical world. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. There are three planes in the macrocosm. Physical, astral, cosm, and called by others also in their own language. Stool, sukshim, karma. So that is a, what you say, event in which you have to transfer to the other world, from the physical to the astral. So there is life after death. God has given us body to work. In the physical world, we have got a physical body to work. And death, this physical body is shaken up. We are forced to leave the backbone. Thy days are numbered. You must leave. Rishi tell us, thy breaths are numbered. When they are finished, complete, you have to go. So that means it can transfer from the physical plane to the astral plane. So we have to leave the physical body, along with it, all physical things. Lay thy treasures in heaven, read the Bible, where no bath shall eat. Have you ever cared for to understand or to solve how this chain can be escaped or how we can successfully meet with it? Isn't that the most important thing to be attended to? Do you realize? No. If you do realize, what have you done so far? All glory and beauty lies within you. Astral body, plane is more beautiful than the physical one. Causes still more than the astral one. And beyond the spiritual planes are more enchanting. There are to whom the Father lies. The long journey which is ahead before us. Have you ever cared for meeting with this unavoidable change? So this is the most personal work that we have before us. Buddha, how he awakened, he was a prince, he had a program to visit some town, and I said to see the prince where great arrangements were made to receive him. He was riding on a chariot, though that the convince one thing. That was the mode of convince. The driver there, everybody hailed him. While hailing him, one old man who could not walk properly, tottering, passed before his carriage. What is it? He was just bred up in a very, what to say, mansion. He never saw any man like that. He asked the carriage, what is it? Sir, the man grows old. He becomes helpless. He cannot walk. So he thought he can walk properly. He just considered, oh, this very beautiful body he had. Then further, when he went on, he found one man gasping for breath, coughing and breath, gasping. What is this? Again, the teacher said, man, the body goes weak. You can't shake the body. Just it all functions properly and you just it. These facts took possession of him. The purpose was the theater to just enjoy it at the source. The cat was a wise man, he saw the prince's mind had changed now. He fed up with these two events. He led his way outside the town. There are four men carrying the dead body. What is it? Sir, this is body as we are carrying. The indwell is gone. They are taken to the cremation place. These very facts took possession of the house. Become moody, very. Reach home. They say son was born that very night. Naturally, sons are born, people enjoy very much, but he had no joy. He simply looked at the corner, left the house, in search of him. What is all this mystery? So naturally, when a man finds, you see, there is no escape from there, what will do? A pigeon sees cat is coming up, and he closes his eyes, then do you think he will escape his mouth? Are you wise enough? Honestly. The children have all wisdom. What have you done for that? You always say, Rami, you've got no time, no time, no time, no time. And after you've got 24 hours or 20 hours, you hardly put in 4 hours or some 5. And that you think you've done very much? So you give notice you have to leave the body tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. What will you do? Tell me. So we are afraid of the cage wire. First thing is, we do not know how to leave the body. We have to leave the body. With all its environments, with all its possessions, that's a problem. If you do tell us, man feels great embarrassed, great pain. They give me an example. Hindus used to tell us, when soul leaves the body, the one where that soul feels the pain just like 1,000 scorpions have bitten him. If one scorpion bit anybody, their convulsion, very unable pain. Where 1,000 scorpions bite together, then Muslims keep to tell us the soul experiences the same pain as one thorny bush is put into the rectum and taken out to the mouth. You have seen the men dying. Helpless. The face is changed sometimes. You cannot recognize somebody helpless. Nobody goes to help them. The worldly people only help you. First, to the extent they are helped by you. When they lose all interest in you, they leave you. You be very dutiful, you may attend your parents to the last place. But you have to leave the body, you cannot breathe properly, great convulsion of pains, you cannot help him. You simply pray, God, take his soul, that's all you can do. So this is the first thing you have to just remedy. So Master tell us, those afraid of this change of life and death, they should sit at the feet of Master. They are expert in that. The body appears to be in the world, yet they are in tune with God, face to face with God. All appear to be very much busy, very much engrossed in the worldly duties. But whenever he wants, he rises above body, because he enjoys the beyond. So he is expert there. That is why first and foremost thing is we should not be attached to the outward thing. The outward expression of the soul is attention. Whatever it sees, with whatever things it comes in contact, it is identified. That's all. So for that, you have to learn what you say. First, discrimination. Second, what you got, leaving all attachments. Perogate, what is called, you see. Body is given for use, not for enjoyment, mind that. When you go to a garden, there you can lie on the grassy grounds, sit on the benches, enjoy the flowers. Nobody will ask you anything. If you are going to pluck flowers and take out the roots or the flower beds, then the God in charge will take you to the police. So this world is for you to enjoy, to just use them. They said, go to your garden, return at home. Nobody is allowed to remain in the garden all night, at least in India I find like that, maybe in the West too. The in-charge people go around and find anybody to turn them out. So all will be turned out. So for that, unattachment is necessary. If you make the use of them, that's all right. When you begin to enjoy them, you're attached, you cannot leave them, and the time of leaving you feel pain. That is why it is said, ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. Saint Augustine told us, people ask him, what is required for reaching God? He said, first righteousness, second righteousness. Third righteousness, and along with it, humility. If man got no humility, he will never bear to go to somebody to listen to him. Even if he goes there, some people do go, just to test how far he has reached, what does he talk. So first there should be humility. Any bowl which is placed under a tumbler, that will have the water. Which you place above the tumbler, man. And righteousness is required. What is righteousness? He also kindly defines righteousness. Say righteousness is good thoughts, good words, and good deeds. So this is the first step. If you won't stand in the way, with your man falls to police, warrants come without bail. Some warrants are given, they can be bailed out. Without bail, then you conceal yourself behind the doors or behind the other thing. They'll drag you out. So when the time comes, thy days are numbered, you must go. No escape. Are you ready? There has been one remedy to escape this unbearable pain at the time of death. One thing. And further, who can give you a demonstration of it, how to transfer to the other world. And also, what further? He can guide you about the other world, and also come to you along with you to the other world, once you leave the body. Would you like such a friend? So, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity of heart means what? Unattachment to all enjoyments outside, that's all. Only use them, not enjoy them. Just as I gave the example of going to a garden, right? So when you come to a master, he says, dear friend, what are you doing? He has great sympathy for you. You may be a king or queen or rich or pauper, no, maybe Eastern or Western. The same fate awaits everybody. So this is foremost thing that is before you, your remedy. You reach, go to the introductories, and that is with us, given to us by the saints, by the masters who traverse the other world and give all some reference to it. So first of all, he gave us, well, please, you really understand the whole mystery, then will you know yourself who you are? Now at present, what is our fate? We are leading only a superficial life. We really don't dip into ourselves. And Emerson said, tap inside. Tapping inside, you mean? How? Withdraw from all outside, rise within your own self. Who you are, what you are. Are you the body? Are the limbs? Are the eyes, are the ears, are the nose? You have this. A small child, you see. When you ask who you are, simply open your eyes, open your mouth. You feel something here. You touch his head. I'm here. Well, this is your head. There you are. I'm here. You feel something, you cannot express, you see. But all the same, here's some. Consciousness did something. As you grow old, you see, outer impressions are embedded in him. Then you can say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Joseph, I'm Robert, I'm such and such. I'm Singh, I'm a Khan, you see. Later I say, I'm a Christian, I'm Hindu, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Sikh. I'm Indian, I'm first German, then Russian, then all this goes on. The matter of knowing oneself, that's the keynote of all success. Keynote of problem, solving the problems of this life, who you are. It is you who are carrying the body. And from the body, when that you were, I was, that leaves body, well, is it enough? The same machine in tech lying before you. So masters are saints in the true sense in the world. They are experts in their own job. This is the main job they want. They can guide you here, they can guide you there too, and accompany you to their world too. So So it is he in whose company we really understand who we are. By simply understanding our own selves, it is not sufficient saying at the level of feelings, our emotions are drawing inferences, they are both subject to error, seeing is above all. So this seeing or practical experience of the self is given by Sammāsa. By giving you a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. This is what is my initiation. Initiation to the beyond proper body. Who needs it and who doesn't need it? East or West, is there any exception to it? The masters, when they come, they speak to all the world over. East and West, they come for all the world over like sunshine. They don't come for any sect, for any country. They say the same thing to everybody. Your man, has it not? Here, there, everywhere. Men and soul bodies, conscious entities. This meditation was used is only to prove, to see at your will and prayer to know you have to rise above body consciousness. From the physical cover you have to rise above. And the journey starts further ahead, you see. This is the first step. You have to travel into the beyond too. Because it's not the end of all, it's just the beginning, you see. Where the world flashes and there the religion starts. Religion means remains back, lead you to bind back your soul to God. Social bodies only give you labels outside. All the things you are. So master, when they come, they teach you as man, as a soul body, as children of God. They say your soul is of the same essence as that of God. You are doubt of the ocean of all consciousness. You are the rays of the all great son of great God, son of all the world over, you see, God. So we are children of light. That is why when master comes, they tell us, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. It is light within you, each of us. They simply don't pass this verbally, but they give you a demonstration. They come to make people see who do not see. And those who do see outside, they are made blind. Very simple word. Our physical, we make you draw from the physical eyes, from the physical body, from the physical legs, from the physical hands. You've got the astral body, astral hands, so the light is in. Astral plane means plane of light. It is said that gods and goddesses have no shadow. So they come and preach the same, give the same preaching. I are Lord, king or queen, the subjects are the rich or the poor, makes no difference. Bearing one label at the other, east or the west, north or south, makes no difference. They simply see one family of God. We are the elder brothers of the family of God. Animals, birds, reptiles are the lower members of the family. So such masters do come visit the earth when people are in a grand delusion, or optical illusion, you might say. Take them out by raising them above body consciousness. Now you, I think, begin to realize nothing will go with you. Will it? There are some made by Abraham. He left his kingship. He went to Kabir. When he returned, he got God consciousness. He happened to be in his own country, sitting by the river Dajla. Minister found him there, oh, our own king has returned. They begged him, will you kindly go back, come and have your own reign? No, no, I don't want to go with you. Then treat him every possible way that he would not be Jews. He simply put one needle into the river. Will you get me back this leader? So how can that be had in the river? How can you find we can bring you dozen goods, verses of needles like that? No, I want this one. And it attended, it directly one fish came up with that needle in the mouth. He said, not only whom should I serve? You are the king of kings. Our nature becomes at its beck and call, you see. Guru Nanak gave one thing to keep it, you have taken from the other world. These are ways they give up. How can we use in the other world when I leave this world, when I die? I mean, die then, you cannot give me this in the other world. How can you take all these things with you? How Abraham got awakening. He was in a palace. One saint was sitting in his palace. King, who you are? I am sitting here. It is a caravan place. It is an inn. People come and go. What are you talking? Are you? Your eyes open. It is a palace. Then he asked him, who lived here before you? He said, my father. Then before, my grandfather. Is he not an inn? Is he a motel? What are you asked? First he asked, what are you seeking after? The camels are running or passing. I want to find them out. Are you blind? These are the awakening. They come and tell the people to awake. From the lethargy sleep, they are in day and night. In that very, what you say, lust or absorption in the world, we do not see the things in the right perspective. So when we are sure to leave the world, then you do something. Isn't that? And for that, you know, visa is required. Visa is required. Nobody can leave first. You must have the passport to leave the country and the other country to receive you. You got no passport first, then you must have visa to go to enter the other plane. So we need somebody to who's come to give us a passport and also a visa to enter the other world. There's an arrangement for that when you go from one country to another. You get your passport, where the visa. If you got no visa even, you cannot enter that country. You just stay on the airport. Not until you down. So who can give you? Who is the master of the two worlds? So such like men, you may call him by the names. Who gives you passport? Not passport only, they show you how to. You see for your own self, yes, really, we are nowhere. So how to come out of this lethargic sleep or what you say, lunatic pursuit of the world, word are strong of course. They had long time, where after the worldly things we do not go along. Master do tell us, do not tell us to leave the world. He said, no, be in the world, pay off your debts and find your way back home. Be not attached. renunciation is the first thing. Renunciation at heart. So these things we learn somewhere. Where? Directives of the saints, the scriptures with us, give us some reference to these things. Unless someone who has seen those places, he can explain very well, very vividly. Oh, come on, please, I am with you. If a man wants to go to pay a visit to the place of Makkah or Medina, instead of going through the directives and knowing so many things about the way, why not meet somebody who goes to the place from Delhi and takes you in the charge, come on, you come with me. This is what is called, you see. Someone is called, may call him by name, right? The company of such a man is called satsang. To see by opening your single eye or third eye, they usher you into the other world. This is a demonstration of it. And this is most important work that we do. The remedy for all ills of the day is to sit at the feet of someone who knows both worlds, who is master of the world, who is access to the both worlds. Who will order stand, you see, here and hereafter. Who can be? Is somebody authorized by God? The God in him? So that is why masters do tell us when you sit at the feet of some master, they think you are nearing, sitting near the God. Your beloved is sitting in some room in this building. You bow down to the building. Do you bow down to the wall made of mortar and bricks? Or to the one inside? Whom do you make over there? So such a one is called saint, and the company of such a person is called satsang. Well, people come to the feet of saints, have the company of the saints, all your ills will be remedied. What will they do? It must first make you see who you are. Man, know thyself. This is the first question. You know practically you are not the body. You know you simply see we are not the body. I bought, this is my waistcoat, I can put it off. This is my boot, I put it off. It's my pagri or hat, I can put it off. We say it is my body, can you put it off? This is practically means self-analysis, rising but body. It gives you demonstration of that. What does meditation mean? That's all. Simply withdraw your all attention from outside you with you, you are identified, you cannot withdraw yourself from there. The master gives you demonstration of that for a while. And thou shalt go on day to day. Thou sit at the feet of the master, and his words become his guide. They leave the body 100 times a day. Then where is the sting of death in them? He can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? And all this you can do in the man body. Fortunately, you are God, you are the golden opportunity of a man body. Some 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old sitting here. I just saw this, what is this body, who you are, what you are, what is your connection with man body, what is the main purpose for which you have been afforded this golden opportunity. Of course, there is one duty to pay of debts, actions of the past, give and take. what you sown, you must reap. But seed no more seeds. Sow no more seeds. That's all. And take your way back home. So the body only, time and tide waits for no man. In here only, you can know all these things. You are all wisdom, I tell you. The opposite ocean of all wisdom. And true wisdom lies to do something which is awaiting us. But the man who never cares for all eyes will see what it comes. When it comes, he is not ready. You, when travel on the way, you pass your night, an hour or two, at a motel on the roadside, isn't it? Is it a permanent home? So all this one can do in man body, but how that sit at the feet of somebody who is the master of this chain of the two worlds, who can guide you here, who can usher you into the beyond, and also guide you there too. True initiate becomes a true initiate when he begins to talk to the master with him. Now you are all on probation. This work you have to do, nobody else has to do for you. So what should you work then? You got the man body, we understood all this, then what should you do? We should the real earth within you will move God within you to bring you in contact with somebody who can guide you on the way. God is within you. You see, my child is hankering after me. He will make arrangements. He knows where he is manifest. He will bring you in contact with him. You may not be knowing it. He will guide you. Then what further needs to be done now? You have got that. The man who is fortunate to have the man body, who is fortunate, he just come in contact with somebody at the level of his man's, of his own creed, I will say now, who has given you some demonstration by initiation to the beyond, open your inner eye, he has given something to start with. What we should be our duty then? We should please him. How? By dancing? A student who wants to please the teacher is, he should do all what he said. 100%. This is 1/3 by word of mouth. 2/3 is learned by receptivity. For that devotion is required. When that comes, you become one with the Master. I and my Father are one. So try to please your Master, not by outer show, but real living what he says. For that you have been given what you know, diary, self-indulgence, what time you put in. That's the only way I think. Father loves all children, but those who are obedient, who have the beck and call, they are also dear to him, but they are more dear, isn't it? So you want to feed. If you want to please him, just keep his commandments. That's only for 1/3 of mouth, teaching, 1/3 teaching by word of mouth, and 12 is devotion, receptivity, to have you. 75% more of the teaching. His whole self will be transferred to you. you feel that he is within you and you are in him, you forget sometimes. Now please judge, you are here, what for? Why are you pressing all these days? I tell you, well, you are here only for that purpose. Do you take them home, these words? You understand how it is? Such opportunities do not come always. It is God's grace we get. What our room says is you have to pass an hour with the saint. What you gain by that 1 hour company that you would not have gained while passing hundreds of years in regular pension. You go and sit in the open sun. Then you are affected by radiation. Brings you in contact with all perfume. God is all, what you say, intoxication. Give me a little cup of that to you to drink. I have only a place for you. Every effect, you see. No influence to be drawn. Please put in a whole time in your magic. Make the best use of it. Where you go, where you cannot have all necessities, all conveniences of living, eating, everything, you do not get this thing. It is better to sit anywhere, to sit, sleep on the floor, get your glance to eat. No convenience, and you get this thing, I think that's the preferred word to say. Don't think you are not the full convenience of your own life. But this is the best opportunity afforded to you by God to near Him, to reach Him. And what you should be, now the point is, you have to escape this sting of death. Just learn to rise above body conscious at your will and pleasure. Well, that's all. At least that one. So that all attachments of the world will cut out, and must come with its shoulder to cut off all your attachments to the world. He will further guide you further. When you should do tomorrow, or when you go back home to America or Germany, now, not till tomorrow, please. Do it now. Don't delay, Master said. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. And the Master further impressed, don't wait till the end of the day what you can do just now. Who knows what happens from now to the end of the day. So try to put in, make the best use of your time here, that's all I can say. I wish you all success. For yours is simply to live. How calm and quiet atmosphere is here. So very silent breathes, rest. So by then, if you find complete chest, you don't like to leave, I think. You don't like to move it. May God bless you all.
Okay. All right. Okay.